Fine, Rabbi Sai, we're going to learn Siv Beis tonight, in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis. I would like to make a couple of introductory points which are important for us to understand. So point number one, I think we mentioned it and it's really, really important, so we're only going to understand this halachi if we remember this, which is the following. So when it comes to a public, so starting point is that really every fast, for reason or another, every fast requires a preceding Kabbalah. Every fast requires it to be, before the fast, designated as such. I cannot just walk into a fast and fasting the whole day, and then I may have dieted, I may have done something healthy, but in terms of halacha, it's not considered a fast day unless I have accepted it as a fast day, as a tainus. So now, there's a distinction. If it is a public fast, common tainus, such as Shavuos HaBetamuz, Tisha B'Av, tainus Esther, all those don't need an individual acceptance. Doesn't need it because it's designated. Whole Klal Yisrael is designated as a fast day already. It's designated already, so I don't have to do anything because it's in the luach. You'll open up the luach and see Tanas Esther. Right, so I know Tanas Esther. I don't have to do anything about it. It's going to be automatically a fast day. Good. However, when it comes, so that's with regards to the common minor fast days. Now, if, when it comes to a private fast, and we're going to see a lot of the halachas are about Kabbalah's Tanis Yochid. It's called Tanis Yochid, an individual fast. Say you want to do tshuva. We're going to see sort of why a person may want to do a Tanis Yochid. But whatever the reason may be, why you may want to do a Tanis Yochid. Hetanis Yochid, say you want to do tshuva, say you want to ask for forgiveness for an aver you have done, say whatever it is, you want to do a private tainus. You cannot just fast on that day and assume you've done a great thing. You will have done a great thing if you have accepted it before the fast day as a fast day. That is Kabbalah's tainus, yeah. You have to say verbally. Now, the way it's normally done is in most Siddurim Bamincha, you will see there's a text which every Siddur has got Bamincha, Yerotzain. Let's just have a look. And then you say, but after Shemoyne Esther, you say it as follows. The common text, which is privileged, printed in every single Siddur after Mincha. I'm not going to say the word because it's like kind of a Kabbalah Tainus. So say, this is, this is, I'm accepting this as a, that's what it says over here, Tainus Nadova Lemacha, tomorrow should be a fast, Yerotzim Lefanecha should be the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elohi Kerev Ekev Avisai, Shkabdeini Be'avu V'rotzim, it should be accepted as a good Tainus, and V'tor Lefanecha Tfilasi, Kiato Shemiat Tfilas Kol Peh. Text which Barit Meh comes from a Gemara. So now this is, we're going to learn later, it's brought down in Sivkot Lamed Daled, but that's considered a Kabbalah, that's a Kabbalah's Tainus. That is a Kabbalah.
So it's the Mincha before the fast.
Yeah.
So it has to be very close, or it can be, say the Mincha is a quarter to two.
You could say that quarter to two as well. The point is, it has to be before Shkia. Ideally it should be quite close to Shkia, but if you say it at 2 o'clock, it's ideally connected to Mincha. It doesn't have to be connected to Mincha. So as you said, if you want to just verbalize it in the middle of the afternoon, you know what, this was a bad one. I forgot that I'm flying chicken. I ate my pizza and, I forgot. I think that deserves a fast day, for argument's sake, just an example. I'm going to fast tomorrow. It's anyway winter and it's very short and, Nacht is at, what's the earliest Nacht? It's dark at 4:30, so I'm going to do that as a tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because see, Mishavu is not so happy about it, but I'm just as an example. So, fine, as long as you accept this tainus before night.
This doesn't have to be connected.
It doesn't have to be. It's not, normally we it's good, but it doesn't have to be.
But why do you have to accept it before night? Is
the
journey starting?
Correct. Nevertheless, so it's a very, very good question. And the answer to this excellent question is, again, the question asked is that, hold on, when is he going to start fasting?
Yeah.
When is he going to? In the morning, of course. So why is it? Why is it should surely it should be? He can accept the fast until the morning. Why?
He's not 24 hours.
It's not 24 hours. No, Tanis Yochel is always a day. Is it from morning to night? So, so the answer to that very good question is that, despite the fact that it is considered a, despite the fact that he's going to fast from the morning only, but it's considered a fast day for him. And the fast day, meaning beginning from the fast day is considered, he's only going to fast in the morning, but it's considered a fast day already from the evening. So therefore,
so
you have to be mekabel the tannis. You have to mekabel the tannis before nach.
You missed the boat, and now he thinks, oh,
no, so wait for the next day. The only exception is tannis chaloim. If a person has a bad dream, because Gemara says if a person has a bad dream, he can't do. It's like the best thing to do if a person has a bad dream is to fast on that day. And that's Gemara. The Gemara says you should fast. Therefore, by definition, you can't be mekabel tainus because you're going to fast on that day. You can't be mekabel tainus. You can't know in advance you're going to have a bad dream. So therefore, that's the only exception. But, so Tanis Yochid doesn't need a Kabbalah.
So the Tzaddikim can be fast Monday, Thursday. They do this before Mincha.
Very good. Let's talk about that because that's what Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss. Absolutely.
There's no concept of fast, of actually fasting the whole day.
Meaning 24 hours?
Yeah,
no, I've never.
It can't be done, which is not. It's just not done.
It's not done. It's not done. Kabbalah's tainus is will. I've never heard of such a thing. A person does a private fast. It's going to be from the morning till the evening.
Are we going to look at days where I don't know about nowadays so much, but in the past might have been quite common to fast.
Yeah. Right, okay, so we're going to talk about that now. Now, basically, I want to just point something out. As we're going to go into further halachas of tainus, of those fast days, there is a halacha later that tells us that somebody who does fast, tainus yochid, he's losing all his chos, I think that's what it says, he's losing all his chos by publicizing it. Right? If a person does do a private tainus, which is, I understand from the poskim, it's a good thing to do at some occasions, then one has to do this very, very privately. So I think that it may be that we say that it's quite uncommon and it's not so well known and it's not, which is true, of course. People used to fast much more than nowadays, but you won't know so much. If somebody fasts, he's not going to tell you because he's not allowed to tell you, because that defeats the purpose. It's meant to be a very private thing. I want to tell you that I daven mincha, where I work in school at Av Mincha, and there's a few davening together. Mincha and I daven next to a very choshering man, and I noticed, I can't help it because he davens right next to me. I noticed that he's forever turning to the Ziyotzen, and the Ziyotzen that you say also during the fast, he's forever turning to it, and so it's it's perhaps a bit naughty of me, but you know, he will never say that he fasts. But yes, he does fast, and this is Bahab and Shavim, etc. So it may be a little bit more, especially in the winter where fasting is not particularly difficult. It may be a bit more common than it may appear. So that's what I want to point out. I want to tell you that my grandmother. Did I mention that once? My grandmother told me, I must have mentioned it last time we learned, my grandmother told me that her mother used to fast every Thursday. We're not going back centuries and centuries. My grandmother told me that her mother fasted every single Thursday. Every Thursday she fasted. Pardon? Oh, we'll talk about that right now. That's it. Okay. Yesh oimrim shemi shirogel les anas on top of page 76. Mi shirogel les anas says in mitshuva. So somebody who fasts, yesh oimrim shemi shirogel les anas says in mitshuva. Somebody who fasts, says in mitshuva. Some people tend to fast, says in mitshuva. Kevin she'en regilus lekablo mitfila. Since you don't have to accept those during Shmoneh Esrei, why don't you have to accept those? That's exactly it. Very good. Oh, very good. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Test, I'm going to just jump into the Mishnah Berurah because that's going to clarify the matter. Shein regilus lekablo shemekubalim ve'omdim mikayach minhogam. Any common custom that people generally, that many people tend to fast, although it's not a halacha, it's just a, how should we call it, a anoga, a chumrah, a minik, a accept. So those don't need Kabbalah before that. So the example given is over here, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Does anybody know people fasting Aseret Yemei Teshuvah? Some people fast Aseret Teshuvah, you know, want to fast. You know, people who fast on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then after this they fast Erev Hashana, Tzom Gedalia, and then all together with Yom Kippur and everything, you end up having 10 days of fast.
You're not that fast on Rosh Chodesh
Elul. Yeah, I know, but some people fast on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Yeah. Yeah, so Enutzeich Lesanus says, so is Mishabu, says Mikobram, if you've got a common custom of fasting on those days, then you don't need the Kabbalah before that. Therefore, those people who fast on first day of Slichas, that's, you know, if you want to add up to 10 fast days, the first day of Slichas, some people fast. For Erev Shoshana and Erev Shana, which a lot of people fast at least until Chatzos. Then Enzirch Lekabov HaShlomo, it doesn't need a Kabbalah, because that is commonly accepted. Many people fast, so it does not require a Kabbalah before. Rabbi said, that's the point we're learning now. The point we're learning now is that yes, in principle, you need a Kabbalah for it to be considered a fast. Rule number one, if you fast, you need a Kabbalah. Rule number two, if it's commonly accepted as a fast, it does not require a Kabbalah. Because it's a minhag, and therefore that's considered if there's a Kabbalah already, a natural, automatic Kabbalah.
What if the Rabbanim of a city or a country go through a fast for that day?
That we'll talk about later. But that will be not in this, not tonight's share, but that will come. Now, that if it is made on a day that you're not allowed to fast, such as in the Kabbalah and Hashlama, and if he's the Ocean Shanogan, he's not allowed to fast all day. Yeah, correct. That's what comes now. That's right. That says the Shulchan Aruch, continues Shulchan Aruch. Ain't a Zerichlis, Anna's a Tesla Kechovim, Elo, and it's a Shayetzim based on Knesses. Oh, point number two that we're learning tonight. If a person has a way, or there's a minhag of fasting on Saturday, which is not a pure halacha, you do not need to fast until you don't need to fast till night. Elo anchiyetim v'bisakneses, until you walk out of v'bisakneses. What does that mean? So we're learning now. If somebody tends to fast on somebody fasts on the first day of slichas, somebody fasts on aseret yemei teshuvah. So firstly, it doesn't have to be a Kabbalah. And secondly, what we're learning now, he can fast until, not until nightfall, until it's dark, but he can break his fast when he walks home from shul. What time is that? What time does he walk home from shul? That's what he says. What does that mean?
We're talking about
what does that mean? So are you saying that what? What does he mean? Who?
After night
say that? No. Earlier than that. Until when can he... What do you mean? Until he walks home from shul. The Mishabua says that Atshiyetzim Bezakneses is referring to... Is it Mincha Ma'ariv? Pardon? Arves after Ma'ariv. So what does he mean? Is he not davening Ma'ariv by night? Mincha Ma'ariv, that's right. Here you go. People did not daven Ma'ariv by night. People daven Ma'ariv following Mincha. So therefore, that's what was the minhag for centuries, by the way. Pardon?
So it means the earliest time you can daven Ma'ariv, and then after that you can...
I don't know if it's the earliest, yeah, probably after Plag, yeah? So people daven Mincha, people daven Ma'ariv then, people have Mincha followed by Ma'ariv, and they walked home and they broke their fast. It was light outside. Look out! Like it was like this,
like
precise like this.
A bit, like the Stockholm case.
Bit, yeah. That's right. V'afuli spalim ibad yoyim, even if they have Ma'ariv early, tanim plagim Mincha lemalo. Starts with the Mincha says. The Lemais, the Mishabur says you can be making if you're Adam Cholush. If you're a weak person, that's certainly fine. Otherwise, one should be machmir. But Rabbi Yisrael, I want to just point out, we're learning over here a tainus. We're not talking about the major fast, right? Stockholm Shaila to Avuzna was a question which was about Shavuot Betamos. Hotishabav, 9:30, it's alright, okay, it's not acceptable. But, we're learning of it private fasts, or semi-private fasts. You know, first day of Slichas, Sesim Etshuva, these kind of fasts. So then, he says, yeah, you're walking home from Maariv, you can break your fast. Fancy that? Fancy that. Yeah? What do you want to say, Gideon? So what do you think is the answer? Yeah.
Then it says later on some people says
yeah. Now
that's
lunchtime,
isn't it?
Yeah, Minchidoila, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's talking about Pashtus is talking about when the Poskim assume that it is talking about Maariv. You're right, there's such a Maariv we're talking about Maariv. I want to just say you're right that of course a person could have Maariv. It's the time and not the fact that you're walking out of Maariv, of course. But the whole idea was that people daven Mincha Maariv one after the other. And therefore, because they couldn't get people together by night again. So that's right. Right, okay. Similarly also, Shulchan Aruch continues, and the Rambam continues. Vayochid mispal aneinu. Yochid is allowed to daven the tefillah of aneinu. What's aneinu? What is that? What's aneinu? Yeah, that's right. The additional tefillah that we say on a fast day. And people, the whole idea of fasting, to a large extent, is to say this tefillah of Aneinu. Please, because. So, you're right. Good point. Very, very good point. You are poof today. You're shooting it. Very good. The answer is that on an absolute tainus yochid, you wouldn't be allowed to say Aneinu. This is talking about one of those days, a semi private, semi-communal first day of Slichas, which many people first day of etc. So these are days which are commonly accepted as. So, but if you're right, if it's private, you can't say Aneinu. V'chein chosni yispal Aneinu kodim shkanes lechupa. Now, chosn, do you remember when you were chosn? You said Aneinu? You fasted, right? It's a long time ago, right? You did say Aneinu, yeah? Ah, right. Okay, you got away with it. Ah, right. Okay, but if you remember your chuppah, and it was not on Rosh Chodesh, you fasted, and you said Aneinu. Oh, right. Well done. Oh, I didn't think of those good ideas. Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is also an interesting one. By the way, we didn't think about it when we were chasanim, but really, in principle, it's quite interesting. Taking break your fast when? When can you break your fast? Now, why can you? If it's a fast day, then fast. If there's a reason to fast, which there is a reason to fast, right? Okay, so showing, but it's a yom, but it's a day, it's a yom of tshuva, it's a yom of kapur.
It's also a joyous day.
Right, okay, but generally you don't find half-baked fast days, don't...
It's a good reason to break it.
Good reason to break it, yeah. Okay, good, fine. So yeah, you're right, of course. Right. Yeah, so about size, so that's what it is. You get the fast day is generally accepted until the chuppah. That's it. By the way, Nats, as well, where it's quite common to have the chuppahs after Nacht.
Yeah, she's going to drink the wine under the chuppah. So you're forced to break it.
Okay. Okay, she could really get, yeah, okay, yeah. All right, okay, good, yeah. What about Netzel, where the chuppah is after Nacht? Chuppah is after Nacht?
No,
there is. It's probably the only chuppah. The what? No, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I don't think that's the minhag. He says that's the minhag on those particular fast days to accept until then. I think that the Yom HaChuppah fast is not accepted, that it's generally accepted that you fast until the actual chuppah. And therefore, I don't think that you can break the fast. Bye.
It's in the same
sinner,
so maybe...
I don't know.
It's a bit of a
player
if you can't break it
enough.
Because...
You think you can plug a mincha? You're right. It sounds like a bit the mashmos of the more is like that. V'chin chos nispal aninu. V'chin chos nispal. It definitely sounds like it. Havol mishe is anem is shivos o betamuz at tishabav. People who fast from shivos o betamuz on tishabav. Tzorech lahashtem af al gav shein tzorech kabola. He must complete the fast. So, Rabbi says, shivos o betamuz, tishabav. It doesn't help to have marib early. It doesn't help to, no. You've got to go all the way till nacht. And similarly also, whoever doesn't fast the same mitzvah, somebody doesn't fast all, so if you just fast 1 or 2 days, you will need to have a Kabbalah before that, and Ashlami need to complete the fast as well. However, the Gemara tells us over here, that if a person wishes to accept a partial Tanis, that works as well. He says, if a person made a condition, he made a precondition, I'm only fasting till after Maariv, long before night. How should be you can do that? That's the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch finishes off. No, I'm saying if that was Maariv early, let's say. Yeah, so he said that even a private fast, you could do that as well. Semi-private fast. I say it's a mitzvah fast. Or he says over here, the example given of first day of Slichas, Erev Hashanah. Now this last line is, So Mishnebura says over here, Tzivkot and Tes Vav, somebody doesn't fast every day, every year, doesn't fast every year. It would be a person who requires a Kabbalah's tainus. So it's one of those days that require a Kabbalah's tainus. We're talking about a day that is not a semi-accepted fast, but a private fast, mamash. He was learning that he needs a Kabbalah, he will need an Ashlam as well, unless he specifies in advance, I'm going to fast until a certain time, that'll be okay. Hashlam means completing the fast. Yeah.
Can you specify until Chatzos?
Yeah, so I think with Chatzos, I don't know for sure, I believe Chatzos there's a problem. I think it needs to be written out, but I'll have to get back to you about this. And he gives it to the Chatzos.
He says, as far as I remember, just to make up the number, you can,
until Chatzos. Right. Yeah, I tell you why it may be true, because the Mishnah Berurah says earlier that if a person eats after he skips his breakfast, then it feels the whole day, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, I'm just going to find the Mishnah Berurah, the whole day doesn't feel very good, and as if you throw a stone in an empty bowl, it's no good. And therefore, it's not considered that the whole day doesn't feel like a good day, and therefore, there's an argument to say the whole day is a bit like a fast. Although you only fast until Chatzos. Okay, Rabbi, more on this, we will discuss Mitzvah tomorrow. Okay, good evening.